The Gist. Who would have thought the world's greatest virus hunter would ever have taken an interest in chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, let alone devote much of his time to it? Ian Lipkin, the leader of the NIH-funded ME/CFS Research Center at Columbia University, is doing just that. In our What's Up, Doc? Video, which you can see in a link in the text version of the article, he explained that he's been interested in ME/CFS for 25 years, but over the past 15 years or so, he's been devoting more and more time to neglected chronic illnesses like ME/CFS and autism. His personal connections to people with this disease run deep. He knows three formerly young and healthy people who committed suicide. The best of times. Despite using supersensitive techniques, Lipkin's never found a pathogen that's responsible for ME/CFS. Instead, through a series of studies employing metabolomics, genomics, proteomics, and the microbiome, among other approaches, he has been exploring the, quote, hit-and-run, end quote, hypothesis, whereby a pathogen hits the body so hard that it leaves a lasting impact. Lipkin's been studying ME/CFS for a while, but now believes the field is on the cusp of something exciting indeed. Lipkin believes his and others' work on the molecular underpinnings of ME/CFS have produced, quote, some very plausible models that suggest that we can start clinical trials very soon, end quote. He said, quote, there's so much hope right now, we can finally get somewhere with this, end quote. Lipkin's three NIH-funded projects involve a good day, bad day study, which utilizes wearables and a comprehensive battery of molecular tests to determine the drivers of the illness. Another study complements and expands the UK's extensive DECODE ME genomic study. And the third utilizes millions of stored samples to assess the characteristics of people with ME/CFS before they become ill, the changes that occur when they become ill, and how they change biologically over time. A new technique allows Lipkin to assess not just the antibodies produced in response to an infection, but specific antibodies that are reacting to specific parts of a pathogen that are, and this is the key part, triggering an immune reactivation in that person. He found, during a small study, a group of ME/CFS patients for whom viral reactivation to specific parts of the virus appeared to be driving their illness and who might respond to antiviral therapy. That presents the possibility for the first time of a clinical trial of antiviral therapy specifically focused on that group of patients who would likely benefit. Another study suggested that a subset of people with ME/CFS have a reduced threshold for triggering an innate immune response, something that could make them, he said, very sick when faced with the slightest stressor. Another group of patients has reduced gut butyrate levels. The upshot of all this is that Lipkin believes we are getting close to being able to precisely identify subsets in ME/CFS. He said, quote, I think we're very, very close to being able to have precise treatment for people with ME/CFS, at least for a large number of people, end quote. Lipkin also implored people with these diseases not to give up, saying, quote, I am so, so encouraged. I am so eager. And anybody watching this podcast, don't give up hope. I really think we're almost there. You know, it's just, you know, I get these notes sometimes from people who say, I want to donate my body for your research. And I say, please don't. Just hang in there. End quote. The worst of times. The Trump administration's battle with Columbia University has, for now at least, upended Ian Lipkin's work with ME/CFS. The Trump administration has suspended or terminated approximately $700 million in NIH grants to Columbia. In a kind of Kafkaesque situation, Lipkin has never been told who turned the spigot off, why it was turned off, or who to contact to turn it back on, or if his ME/CFS research funding has been terminated or is simply on hold. A few weeks ago, he received a notice that the ME/CFS spigot had been turned on, only to get another one a couple of hours later stating that it had been shut off again. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, though, that Colombia was in talks with the Trump administration to restore some of its federal funding. You can see a link regarding that here in the gist or in the main article. The good news is that it appears the MECFS grant could be reinstated. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Colombia might be near a settlement to restore some of the federal funds. The bad news is that Lipkin's program is being kept alive by money provided by a generous donor, Jeff Ansel, and his daughter, and Lipkin and his family. But the funds have all but run out. He now needs support to help keep his MECFS research center going. Ian Lipkin's work is currently hanging on by his fingernails. You can support his work via a fundraising page, and of course you can see a link to that at this point in the text version of The Gist and the main article. And his team created this to keep the research center going during these uncertain times. Health Rising is also in the midst of its Quickie Summer Donation Drive. We're about 35% of the way to our goal. And you can see a link for giving one time or making a monthly contribution at the end of The Gist. Thanks for listening.